Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Earthquake strikes San Luis Obispo County outside of Templeton. County District Attorney's Office explains recent manslaughter charges. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early today with sunshine this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. An earthquake struck north San Luis Obispo County at about 9:54 a.m. yesterday. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake's epicenter struck about 5 miles west of Templeton, just north of Highway 46 West. The quake was measured at about 4.4 on the Richter scale. The impacts could be felt as far as San Jose, Fresno, and Santa Barbara. Currently, no injuries or damage have been reported, but more information will be provided as it becomes available. New public access routes for the Paso Robles City Hall have gone into effect as part of the ongoing City Hall renovation. The changes are as follows. Access to the Paso Robles Library and public restrooms will be through the double doors facing 11th Street. Access to the temporary City Hall public service counter will be through the double doors access from the parking lot on 10th Street. There will be no through access in the City Hall Library lobby during construction. And effective on Friday, portions of City Hall's parking lot will be closed to construction activity. The city appreciates the patience and cooperation of residents, staff, and visitors during this transition. County District Attorney's Office explains manslaughter charge for recent sentencing. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County District Attorney's Office has released an explanation regarding the recent sentencing for the Pismo Beach stabbing death. The DA's office says they're releasing this due to community concerns and questions about why the DA's office agreed to involuntary manslaughter charges for 35-year-old Andrew Rodriguez. Rodriguez was accused of murdering Jonathan Perez in Pismo Beach initially, but as the investigation continued, the DA's office says there was significant ambiguity in the evidence regarding the circumstances of the stabbing. While the DA's office says they are unable to share all of the facts because the evidence could not prove first or second degree murder beyond a reasonable doubt, charges were amended alleging involuntary manslaughter. The DA's office explains that first-degree murder occurs when a killing is committed with deliberation and specific methods. Second-degree murder is when an individual intends to kill or when they engage with behavior with a high likelihood of causing death and are personally aware of a likely lethal outcome. Voluntary manslaughter implies a provoked killing, acting rashly under the influence of intense emotion. And involuntary manslaughter occurs when a person commits a crime with criminal negligence that results in death, acting in a way that creates a high risk of death or great bodily injury. Rodriguez pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter and has been sentenced. District 5 Supervisor for San Luis Obispo County, Heather Moreno, will be holding a meet-and-greet Wednesday, November 19th at 5:30 p.m. The meeting will take place at the Creston Gardens Community Center, 5110 Swayze Road. Following this meeting will be the community's monthly Creston Advisory Body meeting from 7 to 9:30 p.m. The next Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority meeting was initially scheduled for this afternoon. This meeting has been canceled. The next regularly scheduled meeting is now Thursday, December 11th at 3 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The Paso Robles Police Department and the Department of Emergency Services has announced that Santa Claus is coming to Paso Robles. The annual Santa Sleigh event is returning December 2nd and 3rd. Santa and his merry band of police officers and firefighters will be visiting the community first on December 2nd at Oak Park at 30th Street near the railroad tracks from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Then on Wednesday, December 3rd, they'll be at Centennial Park from 6 to 7:30. Santa and his elves will bring hot chocolate and candy canes, and of course, don't forget to take advantage of a photo opportunity with Santa himself. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, Orlando Magic beat the Warriors 121-113. The Lakers over the Jazz 140-126. The Suns beat the Trailblazers 127-110. The Pistons over the Hawks 130-112. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Heat, the Kings will go against the Thunder, the Knicks will face the Mavericks, and the Bulls will go against the Trailblazers. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news, a House and Senate passing a bill calling for release of the Epstein files. Lawmakers like San Diego Democratic Representative Mike Levin calling for President Trump to sign it.
Well, the president can try to flip his position. I think if he wanted the files to be released, he'd have already ordered the DOJ to release them. He has the power to do that right now. He didn't need to wait for a vote of Congress. I think at the end of the day, Americans deserve the truth.
The bill passing in the House 427-1, then in the Senate by unanimous consent. Port of Los Angeles releasing cargo data for October. Executive Director Gene Soroka saying it was a good month, even though some numbers were down.
That's a solid performance, especially given the volatility we've seen across global trade this year.
The port processing more than 848,000 20-foot equivalent units last month. The number of containers processed up 2% from last year. Singer David, whose real name is David Burke, considered a suspect now in the death of 15-year-old Celeste Rivas. LA police saying her partially decomposed remains were found in a Tesla at a tow yard in September. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California wine grape growers removed nearly 40,000 acres of vineyards, roughly 7% of the state's wine grape acreage, between October 2024 and August of 2025. According to a new report commissioned by the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, the 2025 Standing Wine Grape Acreage Report, which was conducted by Land IQ and released earlier this month, provided the most detailed view yet on the location and amount of acreage growers have pulled out in response to a global downturn in wine sales. We have a lot of information about how the acreage in the state, and we have a good basis and foundation to go forward now in having more accurate numbers and being able to make better predictions about where we're going in the future, said Jeff Bitter, president of the grower-owned marketing group Allied Grape Growers. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a 70% chance of occasional light showers, lows in the mid 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers early tomorrow, then cloudy skies for the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Low 60s Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s Monday and Tuesday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt, Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 720.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher at the open on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 are all in positive territory. NVIDIA shares are up about 1%. The chip giant reports earnings, but that will come after the closing bell. Wall Street will be waiting and watching. Shares in home improvement giant Lowe's are up about 3% after beating earnings expectations and raising their outlook for the full year. Shares of Target are now in positive territory, even though quarterly profits tumble. The retailer announcing plans to spend billions of dollars on store upgrades in an effort to reverse slumping sales. And Adobe is acquiring software provider Semrush. It's a nearly $2 billion deal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero, your Honda, a power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number, 238-KPRL, as we're ready to go on the Wednesday edition. On the Right Choice, Gary Brill's going to be featuring this group, The Association, on the Jukebox this Saturday night.
In my most secure moments, I still can't believe I'm spending those moments with
the Morning Exchange.
And the ground I am walking, the air that I breathe, are shared at those moments with
the Morning Exchange.
You love the real. You show the
indeed. Mr. Eric will be interviewing Atascadero City Councilman Charles Barbeau this afternoon. Karen will be back tomorrow, and she'll have on County Assessor Tom Bordnar. The lines are full. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I was listening to some of your discussions on the cashless society idea.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that it would do, what would it do to the illegal drug trade?
I don't know.
Why stop it? You can't buy a credit. You can't buy a kilo of dope on a credit card.
Well, I am not into the drug world, but that's a very good observation there, Doc.
Yeah, but that would ruin everything else. But we surely stop that. I mean,
so
like
that,
when you see these cartels busted and you see these giant pallets full of $100 bills.
So that begs the question, if that is the case, is it worth it?
That's a good question. I mean, there's always going to be a demand, and I'm sure there'll be, I don't know, when supply and demand is market rule number one. So, I don't know, just a thought. I'm just thinking how it would affect that. Anybody else might have some ideas who's more involved in the situation, but I don't see how we can go cashless. You're right. How would you have your penny ante card game on Friday night or your lottery at the football game? Hey, what are you going to do? You know, your pool. Your pool numbers. Here's my credit card. Give me 20 on 5. I just don't see how that could happen.
Well, when you dig deeper, is, you know, there'll be then just generations that will never have the opportunity to experience that because it'll go away.
Well, yeah, we've had a lot of changes in society with modifications of our systems, I'm sure. But I can't understand what is the upside. Who is the proponent of this movement?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's probably an international thing, like, you know, tied in with Agenda 21 somehow. But the mere fact, what you brought up, though, I think could be a winning formula for the people that want this. I mean, we're going to save the world from drugs, which I don't think that's possible. Now, obviously,
you're still trying to cut down the availability, I'm sure, in some respects.
Perhaps, but organized crime tends to be smarter and outwits the government every time.
You got that right. They don't have to have a committee to act.
Again, I'll always, and I'm just using this as part of the discussion, I'll always vote in favor of power to the people, not the government taking the power under almost every circumstance.
So what you're saying then is that you don't think the phrase "I'm from the government and I'm here to help" is appropriate.
I have to get out a shovel in my boots and a wheelbarrow when I hear that.
There you go.
Yeah,
Ronald Reagan had it right in that one.
Yeah, he did, but not enough people. Although, again, when we were hitting on it in the third hour yesterday, is we have these young ladies, 15 to 44, I think, where 40% of them interviewed said that they would like to leave the United States because they don't trust the government. Well, again, the question came up then, you don't trust the government. Why not?
I'll give you 100 reasons, given what's happened the last 15 years.
Well,
I mean, look at all the fabricated lies they put out to their political opponents.
No, I mean, I haven't trusted the government since I was probably about 14 or 15, but I guess part of my point is you don't trust the government, but you have probably in many cases you have voted to give them more power.
Well, we just did that, didn't we, with this
Prop 50.
Prop 50.
Yep.
And I see that their Texas, who was ordered to do this by the court, is now being challenged by a court. And if they shut down Texas's try, then they're going to have to shut down California's as well.
Well,
you would think.
Well, remember, California ain't Texas.
Yeah, well, it's a nation to itself, and I don't know that it can ignore the federal law.
Right.
It's going to try. I mean, we've already seen that with the immigration system.
Well, as you know, it's the old saying, time will tell.
I agree. It's going to be an interesting, like the old Chinese curse, it's also a blessing. May you live in interesting times. We certainly are.
Yeah. All right, Doc, thanks.
Okay, got to go.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are we doing?
Fine, thank you.
Cashless society. You know, I remember back when I was a young fella and worked as a clerk, and I always remember Pop Store, and we had a non-taxable key, and you know, what you rang on the register was controlled by who was operating the register. Anything that was non-taxable, you know, there's taxable items, you know, and at the end of the year, you know, the accountant added up all your taxable items, and you paid taxes on that. We used to, you know, so you had a selection. Did you want to make it taxable or non-taxable? My point is the government's in charge, you know, behind all this stuff. And as time went on, I can remember in the state of California where we didn't have to file state income. You filed it on your own, you know. It wasn't all tied up like it is now. So, you know, we just, you know, they moved to credit cards, and, you know, obviously, you know, it breaks your budget. People don't think about how much they're spending. You know, if you got to take cash out of your pocket and pay cash, it makes a difference, you know. But in my mind, it all started with that taxable key, you know, taxable or non-taxable. And Pop said, ring most of it on non-taxable. Well, why do we do that? Avoid the taxes, right? But, so, you know, over time, it's just, you know, progressed. Credit cards, now they've got, you know, computers, they've got control over it. It's a control issue and a government issue in my mind. So, and it's all against the capitalist system, you know, whatever. But
well, just okay. Now, and again, I tend to take things a little bit to the extreme, but it's I've always done that because it's protection for myself because of my distrust in government and my distrust of the term that I've used frequently is people with good intentions. Now, when you look at a lot of the things that the government want to get done, in many instances, it's to save the world, it's to save the puppies, it's to save grandma, and to save children. They use that as a as a highlight to get people to fall in love with it and say, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. Yeah, that's a good idea. Without realizing, in my opinion, that they're giving up something. Because bad things are going to happen naturally. Obviously, we want to limit them. But my fear is that when you give government too much control, that is a lot more dangerous.
It is. But see, I'm going to go back to when I was young again. We didn't take anything from the government. It was beneath us to take anything from the government. We earned it ourselves. If we couldn't earn it ourselves, we couldn't get it. You know. Now, you know, I know I'm a dinosaur. You know, people probably listen and this guy's out of his mind. But that's the way it was. You know, we did. You know, we took care of ourselves. We made our own livings. You know, I went in the service because it was my job to serve the country. You know, I had to. You know, land of milk and honey. Everybody's got to take a little vinegar, and we'll all work out. You know, but that whole mindset is. You know, it's crazy nowadays. You know?
Well, government then learned a key thing. If there's an issue in your life, they are there to help you because it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the society that has been we have been raising in the last 40 or 50 years. Don't right. worry about right. a thing. We'll, right. you know, like the last caller, I'm from the government and I'm here to help because it empowers them and it takes power away from you. The less people with power, the easier it is for them to control.
Well, I'm going to take it back one more. Back in the 60s, they began to pay, you know, for illegitimate children. What happened? All those welfare babies grew up.
Well, they've grown up in the same situation. It's been
we've had generations of them grow up now.
Right. And you know, it gets bigger and still they're told that it's not their fault.
Yeah, it's not their fault, it's their right, and we owe it to them.
Yep.
You know, that's what we've gone from independence, hey, I'll take care of myself, I'll take care of my own family, you know. I don't need, you know. I can remember mom having clothes and neighbors, and they'd have, you know, kids, and they always, mom always had to be careful. She said, well, you might offend them if we offer them your used clothes. So she went gently, you know. But how the mindset has changed is just kind of amazing.
I don't know. I got used shirts and used pants from my cousin.
So did I. So did. But we had neighbors, and you know, man, that you know, what's she doing? She thinks we can't afford our own clothes. What's the matter with that woman? You know, it's a whole different mindset. You know.
Well, it is. I got them from my cousin Greg and my brother, and that was just what you did, and you didn't care. Well, of course, back then they didn't have a lot of different styles. I mean, jeans were jeans,
right?
So
right.
it was simpler. But I got it.
But you know, in my mind, it all started with that non-taxable key. You know, and it's all going every step of it. If you think of it, Agenda 21, all this stuff is just more and more and more control. And the funny thing is, people don't seem to understand it. You know that you know. It's just amazing to watch. Anyhow,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, I got this email, Chris. You may know because he says here, what is it? Venmo and crypto are used for the drug trade.
Venmo, and that's actually something I've thought about earlier at the start of this conversation. Eliminating cash won't just eliminate drug trade entirely. Cryptocurrency is also an option.
Okay. Well, yeah, the drug cartel, they're going to find ways about it. And, you know, I'm not a believer if we can just save one. Never have been. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I don't know a ton about this, but I'm going. We have a meet and greet tonight in Creston regarding the pot manufacturing area they want to put out here.
A meet and greet?
With Heather, what's her name, Moreno.
Yeah, Chris announced that. I didn't know that was part of the agenda, though.
Well, that's the big topic out here. Anyways, it's about proposed huge manufacturing of pot out here in Creston. And anyways, not many of us want to see it. So anybody that cares about it, please come out.
Do you know what Moreno's stand is, where her stand is?
Oh, I'm sure she's opposed to it, but I haven't, she replaced Debbie Arnold, so.
Oh, so you think...
Well, the entire neighborhood is, so maybe most of us are anyways.
Well, let me see here. Are the people who are wanting to do this? Will the owners be there?
Oh, probably not. I'm not sure what is going on. Maybe someone that knows more about it can call in. I just didn't hear it on the radio announced.
Well,
so
how about
put it out there?
How about this? People are in favor of it. It's going to create jobs and tax revenue for Creston and the county. So that's a good thing.
Okay, well, I honestly think that they're going to find out that there's no market for what they're making, and it's going to close down and just be an ugly scar on Creston.
All right, well, can you call in tomorrow and give us a little synopsis?
That sounds good. Actually, I'd love for someone who knows more about it to call in, too. But anyways, I will do that.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks. All right, bye.
20 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
So the reason why I didn't bring up the cannabis bit is because I'm actually not certain if Heather Moreno herself is going to talk about it or if it's even part of the Creston Advisory Body's agenda, because the email sent to me, you know, talks about the meeting with Moreno, then the Creston Advisory Body meeting afterwards, and sort of tangentially, it says that residents of the community stand in strong opposition to a proposed cannabis manufacturing factory in town, and then gives a history of it. It doesn't say anything about this is what's going to be discussed or what's going to be on the agenda. It just says, these two meetings are happening. Also, we're opposed to a cannabis manufacturing facility.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to tell.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I've noticed over the last X years that the information released, I'm not going to say is misleading, but there's not as much information as one would think concerning certain projects, and I just can't help but wonder if it's deliberate. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Def.
Last night at the meeting, on the Pioneer Park and Pioneer Museum.
The property.
Issue,
yeah, that property.
Yeah, well, anyway, the city mentioned that either a day or two before the meeting, they got word that back in 2019 and 21, I think it was, that they were in negotiations with the Pioneer Museum to buy the land that they're on, and they got word that they don't have to, they're not obligated in any way to sell that property to the Pioneer Museum. So then the lawyer woman said that if they make all that land surplus property, then they pretty much have to sell it to the state, another governmental agency. And the lawyer said that they don't have to make it surplus property. And then if they didn't make it surplus property, they could sell it to anybody they want. The Pioneer Museum's going bye-bye, is what I'm trying to say.
Boy, I hope not.
It's going bye-bye.
I certainly hope not.
Yeah, it's going, yeah. Angelica, she started off the presentation by telling all the horrible things all these bad things about that property, the Pioneer Park property, that all the things that was bad that needed fixing, and they just plain want to dump that whole, the 1-point-something acres, they want to sell it and get rid of that park and everything there, and the Pioneer Museum's going to go. It's going to go. And that's what the big debate was between Chris Bosch and the mayor in talking about the... Yeah, Chris Bosch didn't want it to become surplus property. He wanted the city to have the ability to sell it to anybody they wanted. You know, they could have sold the Pioneer Museum property for $1 to the museum, and now it sounds as if they have to sell it to a governmental agency. They get first shot at it.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
That's what's happening. That is what's happening. They voted 4-1 to do it. Chris Beal, oh, I couldn't believe it. She got all emotional, and she said, "I just breaks my heart about the party little bit. And then she votes to go ahead and zone it, have it be surplus property. It didn't sound like it broke her heart that much. So it was just, they want to get rid of that. I don't know why they can't just fix, they could have just fixed up that park and kept it a park for that area in the city. And instead, they want to dump it off to the state, and including the Pioneer Museum property.
Well, that museum is a treasure.
It is. So they should say, well, we changed our mind. We don't want to make it surplus property. We want to sell the Pioneer Museum property to the organization for $1. What they should have done.
Okay.
What they still could maybe do.
So the city owns that property?
Yeah, they own the property. Yeah.
Well, they just spent $600,000 on the parking. The city, with a decision made by the council to go after Bausch, and the Tribune got money from them. The millions of dollars we spend on the homeless, but let's get rid of the Pioneer Museum.
And the Pioneer Park.
Yeah.
It's just, they shouldn't have made it surplus property. The lawyer said they didn't have to. And that if they didn't do that, they could still sell it to the Pioneer Museum. And they got the word that, a day or two earlier, we don't have to sell it. We're not obligated to the Pioneer Museum on anything, even though we had negotiations going in 19 and 21,
right.
And nothing happened, and they thought maybe they're still obligated to that.
Okay.
And they found out that they're not. So that was some pretty big news.
Huge. All right, Daff, thanks so much.
Sure.
All right, bye. Okay, I came across, I went back and I took picture because of the clip that Chris played last hour of the two council people kind of going at each other. So this is from 1997, and it's from the Telegram Tribune, not the local fish wrap. It's got a picture here of Frank Meacham, and the picture, though, has a quote from Tom Barron under it. The next one is a picture of Jim Hegarty, and the reference to the quote is Lee Swanson. And the third picture is of Lee Swanson, but the quote is from Walt Macklin. So they got all three wrong. And what this, it says here, so Mr. Macklin, either you knock it off or you and I are going to tangle. For me, the situation is over. This is Walt Macklin. It's water over the bridge. And then under the Tom Barron with the picture of Frank Meacham, it says, this is not some wild dog revolutionary city where people fight with each other. Ah, things change, don't they? Or they don't. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. New public access routes for Passerables City Hall have gone into effect as part of the ongoing City Hall renovation. The library and restrooms will be accessible through the doors facing 11th Street, and the temporary City Hall public service counter will be through the doors facing the parking lot on 10th Street. The County District Attorney's Office has released an explanation regarding the recent sentence for 35-year-old Andrew Rodriguez. Rodriguez was initially accused of murdering Jonathan Perez in Pismo Beach, but the DA's office says there is ambiguity regarding the circumstances of the stabbing. They were unable to prove beyond a reasonable doubt first or second degree murder. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The prince bearing gifts after a White House welcome with military flyover and a gala dinner. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman pledging $1 trillion in U.S. investment to President Trump.
I appreciate that. That's great. We're doing numbers that nobody's ever done. And in all fairness, if you didn't see potential in the U.S., you wouldn't be doing it.
After last night's White House gala with Elon Musk, Ronaldo, Tim Cook, the prince joins a U.S.-Saudi investment summit today at the Kennedy Center. The Senate follows the House the same day, approving a full release of the Jeffrey Epstein files from the Justice Department, no matter the harm to the implicated. And what about the victims, the GOP's Nancy Mace?
For the women out there like myself,
who haven't gotten justice. This is a moment that gives, I hope, all of us hope across the country.
America is listening to Fox News.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Mixture of clouds and sun for part of your day with highs in the low 60s and increasing clouds tonight and overnight. 75% chance of rain around midnight, a little bit after. Overnight lows in the low 40s and 90% chance of rain early, then remaining cloudy with maybe some showers in the afternoon on your Thursday. Highs only in the mid 50s. All right, so that takes care of today and Thursday. For Friday, clouds, low 60s, sunny, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:44 a.m., 4:55 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by a Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals and great prices. The Optimist Club of Paso Robles and Atascadero present the third annual Festival of Trees. It's a fundraiser. It'll take place this Saturday at the Pavilion on the Lake from 2 to 7. That's in Atascadero, of course. And there's a nice selection of uniquely decorated 4-foot Christmas trees to choose from that are, you know, they have the raffle going on there and all kinds of stuff included with your $75 tax-deductible entry ticket will be access to the event and the dinner. Beer, wine, and champagne will also be available for purchase. Unlimited raffle tickets will be sold. Sheet of 25 and a bonus ticket for $20. So, let's see here. You can go to eventbrite.com or call 805-469-5609. All right, also coming up this time of the year, we have the North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association concert, and that will take place, November 30th. That's a Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church. There's $30 at the door. Season tickets will be prorated, and members are prepaid as well. So enjoy the beautiful music coming up in time for the holidays. And let's see here. You can visit NSLOCCA.org. That's NSLOCCA.org. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Get ready for the holidays. Something to think about. Lunch, brunch, and dinner. They've got it for you. 7 minutes away from 8 at the right choice. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Start making that list out and do what you do. You need to do your job. Do your job. That's indeed DYJ. Write that on the refrigerator. All right, local celebrities on this day. We have Dallin Westerland, Jim App, Chris Alba, Kathy LaPlante, Raymond E. Smith, Ryan Renkin, Sean Tucker, David Lowe, Sterling Anderson, Lori Owen. We have Gina Rodriguez, the Helen Johnson, the former Atascadero welcome wagon lady, and Tim and Shelley Batram, and a late hand in here. It says Philip Broadfoot Darnell. That's close because it's written here and it looks kind of goofy. But anyway, hopefully we got you in there. Happy birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. That's for tomorrow. Well, you'll hear your name again. I'll get them two presents. We're never wrong. All right, let's see here. On my other list, on my right-hand side, you have some people you have heard of, including Ted Turner. Oh, wait a minute. I need to start. Oh, George Rogers Clark. Lewis and Clark, you know, the whole thing there. 1752. Well, actually, it's not. He was the brother. But there is the Clark is the founder of city called Louisville, Kentucky. They have the park and museum or whatever up there. 1752, 1818, James Garfield, 1831, 1881, Clifton Webb, the actor, 1889, 1966, Tommy Dorsey, band leader, 1905, 1956, Indira Gandhi, 1917, assassinated in 1984, hello, I'm Mr. Ed, Alan Young, 1919, 2016, Gene Tierney, 1920, 1991, Campy, Roy Campanella, Baseball Hall of Famer, played with the Bums, 1921, 1993. Also, I'm Larry King, 1933, 2021. Dick Cavett, 1936. Also on the list, we have Peter Moore from The Miracles, 1938, 2017. There's Ted Turner, 1938. Dan Haggerty, the actor, 1941, 2016. Calvin Klein, the fashion designer, 1942, from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Fred Lipsis, 1944, Bob Boone, pretty good catcher, 1947, Mike Phipps, first round pick by the Browns way back, 1947, quarterback out of Purdue, Bobby Moore, you know him now as Ahmad Rashad, 1949, high school teammate of Ron Say. Good football player from Bama, played with the Redskins, got a ring, also played with the 49ers, Wilbur Jackson, 1951, a teammate of him, at Alabama, and a first-round pick, played with the Jets, Richard Todd, quarterback, 1953. The actress, Kathleen Quinlan, 1954. From the Buckinghams, Tom Sheckle, 1954. I don't believe that because the Buckinghams were the mid-60s. He wasn't 10 years old, so they got this wrong. Glynis O'Connor, the actress, 1956. Meg Ryan, 1961. Jodie Foster, 1962. Gail Devers, man, she was one of the best ever, 1966. Let's see here. Also, we have on the list, Billy Currington, country singer. People are crazy, and oh, man, 1973 is when he was born. Ryan Howard, the big bopper with the Phillies, 1979, pretty good pitcher. Jonathan Sanchez with the Giants, 1982. And D'Angelo Hall, good DB, 1983. All right, there you have that, and we are running out of time, passing away on this day. Let's see here. Where am I? Oh, here it is. Rosalind Carter, Jimmy Carter's wife, she died in 2023. Mel Tillis, 2017. Oh, man, this lady could sing. Della Reese, 2017. Mike Nicholas, the director, he died in 2014. Christina Onassis, 1988. Elizabeth Taylor, and she had a quote here, people with no vices usually have annoying virtues. All right, going to the top, the amazing Gail Devers.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. New public access routes with Paso Robles City Hall have gone into effect as part of the ongoing City Hall renovation. The library and restrooms will be accessible through the doors facing 11th Street, and temporary City Hall public service counter will be through the doors facing the parking lot on 10th Street. The next Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority meeting, initially scheduled for this afternoon, has been canceled. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held Thursday, December 11th at 3 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy skies. Highs in the low 60s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Gail Devers was simply one of the greatest and most decorated female sprinters of all time. 1993, 1997, and 2004 world indoor champion in the 60. Now, that's a long time for a sprinter to be one of the best in the world. She participated in four Olympics, and she's got three gold medals. Amazing lady, Gail Devers. All right, another hour to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.